This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to start with a number and an acronym on this Monday. The number is 232. That's the section of the Trade Expansion Act of 1962, under which President Trump imposed his steel and aluminum tariffs back in March. The acronym is FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act, under which Marketplace petitioned the government to find out how well the Commerce Department was equipped to handle those tariffs and how they would impact companies in this economy. We asked, because trade and tariffs has taken up a lot of our airtime lately, right? And we wanted to dig in a little bit deeper to get a better sense of what the government knew and when it knew it. Specifically, what it was going to do about the companies who applied for what are called exemptions or exclusions to those tariffs and so would have to, in theory, not pay them. Anyway, we got our first response to that FOIA request today. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has been reading through it all day long. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Kai.
So what do we get back from Commerce? What do we know now?
Well, we got some info, definitely not everything that we asked for, but it's a start, and we're going to be asking for some more. So one of the things we wanted to know was how staff were trained to review these applications, what kind of rules and criteria they're using to make decisions, how public comments and objections to these exemption requests were being handled. And we did get a better look at the training process, specifically one document that's used in what seems like a 3-hour crash course on metals. It starts with really basic information like what is a metal, literally, that's in there.
Like literally? What is a metal?
Yep. Wow. And then it gets super technical, super fast. It's 120 pages long about how aluminum's produced or steel is forged. By the time we get to page 58, trainees get a 10-minute break. At page 100, they get a 5-minute break. So we don't know exactly who got this training, but it does seem like it's meant for people with little or no background in the steel and aluminum industry. And other documents make reference to the additional staff that Commerce has had to bring on board to review this these applications. Yeah. We know that they were initially expecting 4,500 exemption requests and that it's gotten more than 10 times that, some 50,000.
Wow. What? So if that's what we know, what don't we know, if that question makes any sense, right?
Yeah, what's missing and what we asked for, it's a lot of the good stuff, the stuff that we're really curious about, like how they are making these decisions. So.
Right.
We did get another 100-page document, and this one was a manual, and in it you can see this table of contents that includes these checklists, and there's a checklist for evaluating exemption requests and another one for evaluating objections. Like, that's the stuff that got me really excited. You go to those pages, big black boxes.
Redactions, right? Literally, it's just
the
black boxes printed on a page.
Literally, they cover up the information so you can't see it. And when I showed these documents to a few trade lawyers who were advising clients in this process, they said, you know, that's the stuff they wanted to see, and that's the hard part of this process, right? It's how do you vet conflicting information from someone who wants an exemption and someone who doesn't want one, a company that says, you know, we need to import this steel and aluminum thingamabob, and then a U.S. company who says, no, they don't need to. We can make it.
Right. And we've been calling those companies for months and months now, right? Companies who have been filing these exemption requests.
Exactly, because that's why this matters. Like, we are trying to understand this process so that we can understand if it's working fairly. And last week, in fact, we learned the Inspector General at Commerce is planning to audit Commerce to review its process and see whether these decisions are being made consistently and transparently. But we did talk to one of the people we've been checking in from time to time. His name's Sam Desai. And
I love Sam. Sam's a good guy.
Yeah, he has a company that produces stainless steel products that end up in things like washing machines. And he told us the tariffs have really changed his entire way of doing business.
Customers are still very reluctant to place orders, futures orders. Our sales have gone down about 25% this year. There's just a lot of uncertainty in my world right now.
So he says he's applied for multiple applications. They've all been denied. He's working on appeals, but he's had little interaction with Commerce on his application, and he would have appreciated a little bit more information about how this process is working.
So fundamentally, he doesn't know how and or why this decision was made, right? It's basically opaque to him.
Right, and that's what we're trying to figure out as well.
Tracy Samuelson on the tariffs and the FOIA request that we filed for the Commerce Department. More on this story coming up as we get it. Also, some stuff online at marketplace.org later in the day. I'll explain that in a little bit. Tracy, thanks a lot.
No problem.